Direct wholesale pricing.
Suspected Russian agents vanish into thin air once he hit Cyprus. What's that all about? The House okays the Wall Street bill. That means financial reform. In the meantime, the cops say they're going to reopen the Al Gore investigation that has to do with the masseuse in Oregon several years ago. Is it much ado about nothing, or is the old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire? Is it one of those, who cares? Too much else is going on. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney's my name. This show is America Tonight. The West Coast, the East Coast, and all of those places in between that we love so much, in the good old South and Southwest, and in the Midwest and Northeast, and all of you. I hope that you're getting ready for what should shape up to be, for many of you, a very happy and healthy 4th of July weekend. Maybe you're getting that extra day off to just kick back and relax. But heading into the weekend, and some of the people I've noticed have already taken leave of the office, I'm just guessing by all the traffic I've seen lately since I live in the fifth biggest city that we have in the country. I'm assuming in the suburbs and the country all over, you're starting to see the same thing. I can tell you this, not too many people are headed for Padre Island in Texas anyway, and some of the places in Mexico that are being slammed by Hurricane Alex. It's made landfall at this point with winds of up to 105 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. It was centered, because this is always the key thing, about 100 miles south of the Texas-Mexico border. And then the question becomes, okay, when does it start to dissipate? How far in does it go? And how many places are going to be ripped apart by it? Boy, you say wind gusts, a possibility of 120 miles an hour. That's just crazy. So you have Jimmy Buffett, who's doing a benefit concert for the Gulf Coast, and all this is going on in between. It's crazy. About 1,000 people in southern Texas hitting the shelters, trying to find evacuation centers with those winds and heavy rain squalls boring down on that coastline, particularly a place called Brownsville, Texas, taking the brunt of Alex. Here's what some of the folks had to say earlier in the day.
Do what we can today and then leave the rest to Mother Nature.
We don't need another one. People are just still recovering on the island from the last one.
We better go before it gets too crazy.
We didn't have six kids with us. We might ride it out, but the children, we got to go.
Yeah, riding it out. I don't understand that. People, it's just like what happened in Hurricane Katrina, because people get tired of hearing about the possibility of hurricanes, and then it becomes a tropical storm, and then it becomes a lot of rain. I'll tell you, I'm just saying for me, if I started to hear that this horrific hurricane was headed my way, and I knew that the place would be jammed with people trying to get off the last second, I don't think I'd be riding it out. I'd rather just get out and then come back in. But I understand when people get tired of a long hurricane season and they keep hearing the threats, the threat of 102, 110, 100 and whatever mile an hour winds, and then it never happens. But when you least expect it, that's when Mother Nature will rear her ugly head and take a big bad bite out of you. So the Texas governor wasn't taking any chances. Rick Perry, we told you about this on a previous show, said that the state is absolutely prepared for the show. All the state operation centers are activated, and the state of Texas is working with the feds and the local people to track the hurricane and, of course, the BP Gulf oil disasters that does affect some in Texas. So it was one of those situations, as you start to see the waves swell, just get out of Dodge. Just get out of Dodge. That's the best thing you can do. In the meantime, what about the spill? Because that's what you're thinking. The hurricane is spill. My God, what happens, man? Well, the oil cleanup is disrupted, because when you have 12-foot waves and now you have winds, even if they're tailed off by the time they hit that upper peninsula in Florida, when they hit the part of the Gulf that we're talking about, New Orleans and so forth, all the way down, still way too risky. There are people that are still fighting the oil spill, but it's not the oil skimming ships. They had to go to shore. The containment booms were thrown aside pretty much, and then the whole burning of the oil on the surface, of course you can't do that. How dangerous that would be. Look, it's floating fire up and down. It wouldn't work, so that had to stop, which means there's more of a delay because the heavy seas affect the cleanup in a couple of different ways. The other thing that happens is it pushes the oil further in toward the beaches. So the first hurricane of the Atlantic hurricane season came a little bit early, and the speeds are pretty high. Even though a lot of where it's hit is unpopulated areas, not along the Texas border it won't be, especially if it continues to be a Category 2. 600 miles from the spill site, it's still, it shows you the power of that, still producing those high seas, and that's where the problem is. You also have that ship that's called the whale ship because it's so big, 10 stories high, 3.5 football fields long, waiting to try to see what it could possibly do to help clean up. But at this point, it can't clean up. This Taiwanese ship can't do that until all is clear on the surface. Oof. BP is aiming anyway, to do what they call, you know, put this coupler below the surface by July 7th. But right now, that's on hold. Anything that helps cap the oil is a good thing. BP's effort to drill relief wells down to the area where the oil's leaking, that's the other story. Weather would have to be really bad to affect that. And at this point, because it's further off and the storm is impacting a lot of things, but it's not impacting that, and that's great. Mississippi, different story. Parts of Louisiana, different story, sadly. So the Coast Guard had to do what it could do and then cleared people out. It would be just too risky. As far as the platforms are concerned, the other platforms, some people stayed on the platforms, but a lot of them were evacuated. I don't know if I ran one of the oil companies, the smaller oil companies, and I saw what was headed, in what direction it was going, I might think twice about keeping people out there just because of what's happening on all fronts with the oil spill and the cleanup. And why even take that chance that somebody has some freak accident because of the high seas? Elena Kagan kind of entertained because, once again, it was more like a comedy routine. She shot back at Republican critics, but she was hit with all kinds of questions about some politically, let's just say, politically thick, or thorny things like the economic issues, and she danced around them so much so that Arlen Specter went off. He was tired of the vagueness of Elena Kagan, but that's what she's going to do. She's not going to give substantial answers because she doesn't have to. She just has to play enough in the sandbox to get through, and that's the process. She gets through the judicial process in the Senate, then gets the full approval, and bada bing, she's done and she's in. What'd she say? We'll talk about it next.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 30th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1242.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1275.61, 637.81 for a half ounce, or 318.90 for the quarter ounce. That's 1275.61, 637.81, or 318.90.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Into parts of Mexico and Texas. Elena Kagan was taking a few slams herself on the Hill in front of that Senate Judiciary Committee. And here's what she had to say about the court and politics.
Our country is served best when people trust the court as an entirely non-political body.
Okay, so that's a statement. She was making a lot of declarative statements. This is the third day of these confirmation hearings. Arlen Specter, that was it. He decided he was going to go for the jugular, and he started to chastise her. He said what I mentioned heading into the break. We need something substantial here, lady. He didn't say it like that, but he said we need to have a substantial discussion. You're not going to get it. It's kind of like when Specter wouldn't explain why, really deep down, he switched parties yet again because he wanted to get elected and it didn't work out for him. So he was pretty vague on that. So now he's getting it back in a much different way in the middle of these hearings where she refuses to go deep is what it is. She's not going to go deep with him. And what Specter said is, where do we go from here? You have this pattern, which has been in vogue, he said, since Robert Bork. And remember what happened to Bork. And he went on and he said, you quoted me in your law review article that someday the Senate would stand up on its hind legs. It would be my hope we could find some place between voting no and having some sort of substantial answers. But here's the deal. Now, because of Bork, everybody's trained on what to say. I've said it over and over again. We all know this. It's not a big secret. And he voted against the confirmation of Kagan to her post of Solicitor General. And he said he did that because she wasn't very forthcoming in those hearings. And the Judiciary Committee, as he's part of that, she's ducking questions. And he's complaining louder than anyone else's. He says everybody's talking about it. But the thing is, there's nothing they're going to do about it. It would have to be a no vote, and there's not going to be enough. There's not going to be a no vote on this. And she's not going to, I mean, she's being grilled, so she's not going to give up anything juicy, any tidbit whatsoever anyway, even if she really thinks that. Remember, Specter was the guy. His vote against Bork totally helped trash that nomination. So because, and he's right, ever since Bork, the nominees avoid offering serious viewpoints during the hearings because they don't want to, they want to become the justice. Lifetime appointment, be on the highest court in the land. They're going to blow that by pretending that they're a caller to a crazy sports talk show and their team got creamed and they want to complain about it and just scream a bunch of stuff out. No, they're not, she's not going to do that. And it is because of the Bork thing. So the confirmation hearings are boring. So, so boring. And they're not going to get any juice. Nothing is going to happen here. She's going to get confirmed. And that's it. Like I said, bada bing, she's in. Done. Then you move on to, okay, what happens next? And the next Supreme Court justice will be a big one, because which way does the Supreme Court justice fall? And we talked about this at length. You can say whatever you want to say, but there are biased opinions when you sit on the court. You know, why do we say the conservative? Why do we say the more liberal? You wouldn't have those labels if, oh, well, they vote with whatever they think the completely on the matter of the law. That's just simply not true. And the next justice is the big one, and then the one after that. And things could absolutely flip around. The makeup of the court then could really, really change. And the vague answers, I don't think they'll wash if we get to that point. But she's in. She's done. They, you know, rough her up a bit. She can laugh and make jokes and take the questions, and then that's it. She's done. A couple more days of this. Go through the Senate, and I just don't see it. I mean, she's pledging judicial independence. That's what. How do you? What do you say to that? I'm going by the letter of the law. I'm focused on what's best for the American people. Come on, keep bringing these questions to me, and I'll figure out a way to dance around it. That's what it is, and it really is. It really is since Bork. He's dead on right, and part of that is because of him. In the meantime, we have some other shaking and baking out there, some other things to talk about, and we're going to get to that in a second. But first, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Well, she's a lying, sleazeball, liberal, communist heathen. I mean, just like the guy who elected her to go to the, or chose her to go to the seat. I mean, you know, Kate, this girl knows no matter what, she's in. They don't
she's
have
in.
The Republicans don't have the vote to stop her. And so why she got to sit there and lie? I mean, why she? I'd love her to see some guts and come out and go, hey, I'm a liberal witch. I'm going to, we're gonna do this and that and this and that. And sit there and say, we're not going to legislate from the bench. You know, every liberal judge in this country does that. You know, I mean, it's just, I can't even imagine anybody would want to watch this stuff. I mean, you know, she's a shoo-in, and there's no way the Republicans can stop it. And, you know, and so why you gotta sit there and lie? Why don't you just sit there and tell who you really are? I mean, we know who chose you. We know what he is. So why don't you just be truthful who you are? And so what if and all a few of the senators vote against you. Whoopie-doo, it's not going to stop you from getting nominated, you know?
Yeah, but that's not how they're trained. It's trained to be, don't do a Bork, and that's why they're doing it, because they want to be a justice. You know, this is the game. Unfortunately, this is the game, and Spector has a point, but he did the same thing when he was flipping on parties. He was trying to play it safe. So unfortunately, this is what we talk about all the time. That's so infuriating. We want the renegade. We want the person, whether we agree with them or not, to say what they really think, but we don't really get that.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kate. Hey, I don't know if you caught this tidbit in the news. By the way, I was kind of wondering, wouldn't it be great if we could switch the currents there in the Gulf and send out all that oil into Cuba, you know?
So. Oh, I'd love it. Are you kidding? Just let it all dump in there.
Yeah, this is capitalism for you, a lot of commies. But anyways, anyway, Kate, no, I don't know if you caught this or not. I just saw this on the headlines of the Wall Street Journal that evidently the Iranians have decided that they're going to arm Syria with radar defense or whatever, and to help stop an Israeli attack upon them or something like that. And in the launch, again, we talked before, Kate, these are the bad guys in the Middle East. I mean, it's been going on since their regime in 79 with the, 52 hostages, something like that. And these are the bad dudes. These are the ones causing, you know, they're the backbone to the evil that's going on over there. And as long as this regime is around, you know, I don't think Israel can ever feel safe living, you know, being in that region, but they definitely aren't. As long as this evil regime with Ahmad the Jihad running it is still around.
I agree. I mean, he's the guy who's taking a swipe at Israel every chance he can get. And the United States, let's face it, that's his other favorite punching bag. And I don't trust anything that comes out of his mouth. I don't care what American interviews him. I don't care what he says. I don't care who he tries to heap it on. I don't buy it. He's not looking to play nice. He's not. He's looking to amass every single war weapon he can, any piece of territory he can. It's more like a dictatorship if he had his way.
One last thing, Kate. What in the heck is this thing going on with Russian spies living in the United States, simulated in our society? What in the world do those people need to spy on us for? I mean, I could understand it if it was the communist Chinese, you know. They've been stealing military secrets and all that stuff over the years. But for crying out, Russia, I mean, like, you guys, you know, we are the ones that got you to, you know, get rid of Soviet communism and Karl Marxism and invited you into the real capitalistic world. And you know, they're our friends. I mean, you know, they're supposed to be. And I just don't. Have you ever heard anything like this? Of course.
I know. It's crazy. It's just like it's out of a scene from, you know, James Bond or any of the Bond movies whatsoever. In fact, we're going to talk about the missing spy in just a second.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news letters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
Well, nobody was holding a Russian spy's hand. He's missing after being arrested in Cyprus and released on bail. 55-year-old Robert Christopher Mitos was picked up after an Interpol red notice was served on him. That's what they call it. Red notice, and they released him. So he was told not to leave the country. Gee, you're a spy. Don't leave the country. I will do what you say. Yeah. So he didn't check in, and they're searching for him, but they cannot find him. He's one of 11 in this spy ring, this Russian spy ring in the United States. He was traveling on a Canadian passport. He was going to get on a flight to Budapest, and he faced his extradition to the United States. But really, good luck finding him. I don't think so. This is just 2 days after the Justice Department announced those arrests. Five of the suspects already have been processed through the New York system, federal system, but through the New York courtroom. Four of the five include a columnist for a Spanish-language El Diario newspaper. They were advised of their rights and ordered held because of the flight risk. Duh. So they're a flight risk, and this guy is out on bail. He's not a flight risk. Okay. I made my way here to Cyprus, and I promise I will stay around. I will wait. No. He slipped away the second he could. Are you kidding? He's back in Mother Russia somewhere or someplace else. The thing I love is that Vladimir Putin said American police were out of hand, but expressed hope that the relations wouldn't be harmed. I hope this doesn't dent our relationship, that the positive developments that have been accumulated, I love that word, that's what we use all the time. I just accumulated some positive feelings recently won't be damaged. And there are no plans to expel any of the Russian diplomats over what's going on here. No diplomatic consequences, so how crazy. And the stories, I mean, it's like old school spying, except for with the computers, with the Wi-Fi thing. Otherwise, it's totally old school, crazy. Let's go to the dungeon. We have a dungeon moment for you, and I don't want to forget it because, you know, things are slipping through my mind like a sieve. All of you can relate to this, right? You know, when you think you said something and you forget it. I see it all the time on local, too, but I don't care if somebody's in their 20s, 30s, or 40s. They tease something coming up. And I know I've said this before where somebody says, the world's biggest marshmallow is three streets down from the main whatever square. And then you have no idea what the story is about, really. You think you do, but it's something completely different, but they don't tell you about it. So, without further ado, I am going to put somebody in the dungeon. This is almost a layup, but I want to do it. The parents of a 13-month-old Texas child are facing felony endangerment charges. You know what they did? The father put a marijuana bong on his kid's mouth. So the bong was picked up by the cops Monday night. They got a tip that Julio Garcia was smoking some ganja in the in his apartment that he shares with his girlfriend and the mother, I think, of the boy. And a witness told the cops that Garcia took a bunch of hits from the bong, and then he placed his son's mouth in the glass, let him play with it, let him suck in the marijuana, they believe. So he's been hit with an endangerment rap, and that's crazy. The boy is in custody of the relatives following the arrest of the parents, both of the parents. I mean, what is the mother doing? I don't care how old she is. You're letting your kid do this? 19, 20-year-olds even? You're smoking dope and giving it to the kid? That's ridiculous. It's like this baby dancing around that's, you know, the dancing baby that was smoking cigarettes. Have you seen that on YouTube? All you have to do is go to YouTube and put in baby smoking cigarettes. It's crazy. And people think it's hilarious, but I don't get it. It's almost like you wonder what people are thinking that they would be in that situation. If they want to smoke dope, why wouldn't they give their kid to, at least temporarily, if it was a night to go smoke pot, give the kid to the grandparents, whatever. So for that reason, I think that we have to put a few people in the dungeon. Brenda Duran and Julio Garcia, bye-bye.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, it's just sad. And, you know, when it's all said and done, who knows what happens next with this kid, because they get out and then they take a little bit of a rap, but they're done with it, and then they move on to whatever it is next that they're going to do, probably more bad parenting. So for that reason, I thought we'd be first to throw him in the slammer. How's that? Ooh, I feel so much better. I could have gone in this direction, but it would be a layup as well, and I'm sure we've done it before. You know, I've said this, the ACLU was started for some great reasons, and they've helped some people who really needed it, but boy, did they really. I mean, the American Civil Liberties Union is the everything, anything to anybody off the charts. Doesn't matter what it is, they're there. So they're there for very, very liberal causes. So here's the thing. This is what they decide. The ACLU issues a travel warning about Arizona. Alert, saying that the state's new law cracking down on illegal immigrants could lead to racial profiling and warrantless arrests. So what they're doing is the Arizona chapter has gotten a bunch of reports that police officers, this is what they say, are targeting some people even though the law doesn't take effect until July 29th. The Arizona law, we know this, we've been over it a zillion times, but I'll reiterate it. The Arizona law requires the cops, when they're enforcing other laws to question a person's immigration status if they have reasonable suspicion that the person is in the country illegally. So it makes it a state crime for legal immigrants to not carry their immigration documents, and bans, this is the key thing, bans day laborers and people who are looking to pick up those laborers and what they do from blocking traffic on streets. It's that bad in parts of Arizona, namely Phoenix, Tucson, some of your bigger places, Scottsdale. And the ACLU is saying that the legislature amended it to strengthen restrictions against using race, and it's racial profiling, and this is what it is. And the ACLU has said they're going to do everything they can to keep people out of Arizona pretty much. Remember, this law was signed late in April. Now, besides ACLU affiliates in Arizona and New Mexico, they've got chapters, I mean, you know, just think of the places, Arkansas, California, Colorado, the usual suspects. And Arizona just keeps, they're just in the forefront. People are just going to keep pounding Arizona. But I know I've told the story. I know two families who moved out of the Phoenix area because they couldn't take it anymore. They said there was all kinds of things happening, and the two people are not staunch conservative Republican types. Not at all. Libertarian, throw out whatever label you want. They're extremely left. Left of left. And said that they had enough. Not that they, you know, in the school situation and their kids learning Spanish, they didn't care so much about that, but they cared about the crime issue. It's always easy to say, oh, it's great, and embrace, but it's the problem is, and this is what we're told, and this is what I've seen, it's the drug issue. It's the coyotes and bringing people over and leaving them for dead in the desert. There's so much more to it. And the fact that this has been drawn out for so long, that's the biggest problem. So the numbers really swelled, where we wouldn't, if things were enforced, we wouldn't have these incredibly high numbers, distorted numbers too. We talk about the distortion in the number of the barrel of oils that are leaking, the oil that's leaking out of the BP spill, because who knows what it for sure is. And the numbers are distorted on illegal immigration. Every day it seems like it's getting less. There are only 9 million illegal people in this country. Uh-uh. Somebody doesn't know how to count. They need to start watching Sesame Street, or they need to pay attention to mathematics and division and figuring out when you take it state by state. You got to be kidding me. It's at least double. No, it's more than double. The estimate that I got from somebody I know that's worked for the Border Patrol since 1989, and this is an off-the-record, I'll call it guesstimate, is that really the actual number is closer to 25 million. Whew! 25 million. Are you kidding me? But you know what? That's not so much of a stretch for me to believe that. You might think it's a stretch, but I'll tell you, I do not think it's a stretch based on what I've seen in these border states, really. Uh-uh. No way, no how. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, finally, we can count. We're going to tell you about some turtle eggs that are being flown away from the oil spill, and a couple of other surprises, too, and that includes, oh, some pretty big numbers. Like, how much do you think Bill Clinton has made giving speeches since he's left the presidency? I don't know if you're going to be surprised by the number, actually. You might be. In your head, we could play a little mini Price is Right. Just try to take a guesstimate in your head of what you think Bill Clinton has made on speeches. You'll be surprised, maybe. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two.
Who Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is $65 million in speaking engagements. Hey, one thing about Clinton, love him or hate him, the guy does know how to speak. He does. He has a way with words. He's a little bit of a wordsmith, I would say. And the haul, the total haul from the speeches, and that's the 2009 amount. I guess 2009 thrown in since he left office, to be fair. So $65 million. Woo! He earned $7.5 million from 36 paid speeches last year. That's up from $5.7 million he earned for 25 speeches in 2008. Almost two-thirds of the press's earnings, former press's earnings, from the 365 paid speaking engagements since leaving the White House have come from overseas. His most popular place, can you guess where that is? Canada. He's done 50 of them in Canada. So if you added that amount, it would be almost $9 million in Canada. Wow. In June of 2008, he gave a speech for the motivational speaking conference, The Power Within. For that one speech, he got $525,000. That's the most he's earned for one speech. How long was that speech? Probably like 45 minutes. That's a lot of dough. How much is that per minute? How much is that per second? That cancels out the loans. Remember Hillary running for president? Well, you know, with the suspended campaign, he made enough money speaking that he could have ponied up the dough and they wouldn't have to worry about that debt, and that's exactly what happened in part, and part of it was a help from Obama. So we move from Clinton and his haul to Eclipse, this movie that's the vampire slash werewolf deal. It's really more about vampires, but in just 3 hours when Eclipse opened, okay, you know how much it made? I mean, kids go crazy for this. If you have a teenage girl in your house, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It opened in 4,400 theaters, and it banked $30 million on Wednesday between midnight and 3 a.m. So special showings. That's crazy. Who knows when it's all said and done how much that's going to end, the total's going to end out at. New Moon, which was the second one, had a pull of $72.7 million on its opening day. So this is the new hot thing, in a different way, the Harry Potter for teenagers. Only it has a real bite. Get it? Oh, I know, that was a bad one. We move on from Twilight. I couldn't help myself. I had to throw it in there. From Twilight to the 70,000, that's right, 70,000 was the number we were looking for, turtle legs that are going to be whisked away from the oil because they're trying to save the hatchlings from just dying off in the oil. And in the next couple of weeks, they take to keep this generation of a threatened species from vanishing. What they do is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service actually come up with this plan, which means you collect the eggs in 800 nests that are buried in the sand across Florida in the panhandle and Alabama beaches, because that's what they do. And they've never done it on this kind of a scale, but if they don't do something, they're just going to die anyway. They'll just be coated in oil and poisoned, and so they might as well just try the hatchlings to see what's going to happen. So you got a bunch of workers right now. They're all over the coast marking the turtle nests. Most of them threatened loggerheads. That's the name of the turtle. They nest about mostly around the Florida panhandle and the Alabama beaches. That's why. So in 10 days, they start excavating the nests, mostly by hand. The digging has to be slow, and they have to be careful because aside from making sure the shells don't crack, the eggs can't be rolled around or repositioned or it screws up the embryo. Boy, that'd be tough. Don't damage those eggs. It'll take them a long time to do that. Then they have to take the eggs, put them in this specially designed styrofoam container like coolers along the sand and moisture to mimic the natural nests. So they take the containers, they truck them about 500 miles east to a temperature-controlled warehouse, and that's at Florida's Kennedy Space Center. They're going to keep the eggs there until the hatchlings come out. Then they'll be placed one by one on the east coast of Florida. They can swim away from oil. There's no oil there, at least not right now anyway. How about that? Threatened loggerhoods, because they're talking about adding them to the endangered species list. So that's why. Wow, that would be a tough job to do. We move from the turtles, the poor turtles, to this, I mean, really sickening story about veterans in St. Louis and the fact that there's a chance that thousands upon thousands, I thought I was misreading it when I saw the story, thousands have been infected with HIV or the HIV virus or even hepatitis. They might be. They're concerned about that. And it's even hard to talk about because I think of these guys that come back, and I've been in the veterans' hospitals, and I know it's awful. I mean, it's not awful because they're getting help, but it's awful when things like this happen. So how do they expose them? Well, they mailed letters to the vets to tell them they could have gotten, can you imagine getting that letter? Hey, you might have contracted accidentally hepatitis B, C, and perhaps HIV after visiting the dental center. And what were you doing there for dental work? They got to investigate this. This is completely unacceptable. I mean, absolutely rip-roaring unacceptable. No veteran who risks their rear end and gives up what they give up with their family for our nation should have to worry about their safety when they're getting their teeth fixed, done, whatever, at the veterans hospital. And what it is they didn't clean the dental instruments is what they think. They didn't do it properly. So that's how, you know, if you have dental techs who broke protocol by hand washing the tools before they put them in the cleaning machines, that's what the problem is. And it started in February of 2009. That's why the number is so high. So they have a special clinic and they're trying to help these patients. But man, it's just, it's ridiculous. Let's go to Tom in Texas on that note. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
What's up, Tom?
Oh, not a whole lot. Hey, what's the date today?
The date is July 1st.
Y'all are supposed to be changing your radio stations. Hell, I can't even find you.
You can't find us?
Well, I can't find you on my little radio.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
we're still
is.
There. We're still there. I don't know what happened.
Well, I think you, you're supposed to be at 96.9 here.
That oh, was... the flip. I see. I'm sorry. Yeah. Something must have happened.
And y'all went to what? 12 something?
Yes. I believe. I think it flipped. I don't know when it was supposed to take place, though. I didn't know it was supposed to happen on July 1st. Sorry
yeah,
about that,
it was
Tom.
Supposed to, but anyway. Yeah, you don't want to ask the president how many illegal aliens are here because he thinks we have 57 states.
Yeah, touche. That's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, really. I mean, he's not going to get anything. And Al Gore, he's a nutcase. And, you know, I don't know what y'all are talking about tonight because, like I said, I couldn't get you on my little weather radio.
Well, we were talking about Alex, and we've been talking, I just mentioned the thing about the vets and how crazy that is that they might have been infected with HIV or hepatitis because they got dental work done at one of the VA, in the VA facility in St. Louis and how awful that is. But
well, the VA is kind of like a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, I won't mention any names, but I used to haul their meat. I wouldn't eat there.
Ooh. And you're not, the, you know, you're not the first person to say that, Tom. Hey, Tom, we're up against it. Thanks for trying to call in. We appreciate it that you couldn't hear it with the flip, but we appreciate that. He always comes up with something good for us. He gives us a gem. He always leaves us with one. From the very first call he ever made from Brownwood, where he said Texans were armed and agitated, I knew he was going to stick around. You stick around, too, as well. Hopefully you can join us in our next hour on America Tonight.